America with Rich Valdez, powered by PolitiWeek.com.
And Rich Valdez is with us, former Christie administration official.
You worked for Chris Christie, you've been in politics, done a lot of public service stuff.
Rich Valdez, columnist now with the Washington Times.
This is America.
Richie V, you're on the air with the nation.
The nation.
This is America with your host, Rich Valdez.
All right, America, what's going on? I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of your social media. I am your liberty-loving Latino amigo right here in New York City. Our telephone number is 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. There's 2 days until Election Day. Yep, you heard that right. And in a little bit, we're going to have a special guest who's no stranger to the White House calling in, so keep it locked right here. We got 2 days till Election Day, and liberty is on the ballot. Thousands were lined up outside Madison Square Garden all week for early voting here in New York City. So far, we've had a huge turnout. 92 million people have voted so far. We're at 75% of the 2016 election as of today. And things are still looking good for Trump. Well, because America itself is on the ballot. Life as we know it is on the ballot. Will you be voting for America or against America? Will you be voting for lockdowns or against lockdowns? Will you be voting for more taxes or less taxes? Will you be voting for liberty or a softened version of communism? Will you be voting for El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus, El Presidente, Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of these United States? Or will you be voting for Joe El Baboso Biden? As an American of Puerto Rican heritage, my parents loved this country. They taught me to love this country, and I've taught my children to love our country too. I'm voting for the only candidate that strengthened the U.S. military. The only candidate that puts America first. The only candidate that believes in the American people and our industriousness. The only candidate that's not a politician. The only candidate that has stood up to radical Marxists by walking away from his Fifth Avenue penthouse with his supermodel wife and his family to run against the establishment, to run against the media, and to run against the deep state. The only candidate that's defended our faith, our religious liberty, and our Constitution. The candidate that I'm voting for is President Donald J. Trump. And I urge all Americans, Hispanic, Latino, white, black, otherwise, to vote for him too. Because our economy depends on it. Our customs and traditions depend on it. And the liberty that we enjoy in this blessed constitutional republic depends on it too. So for those of you that are on the fence, make sure that you take as many people with you as you can. Take them to the polls. Take them to vote. So we can have 4 more years of President Donald J. Trump. This is important. Very important. This is probably the biggest election of our lifetime. But what I want to get into is this election. This election is critical. I know you hear that a lot. Everybody's hearing it a lot. And it's because it's true. We've never seen a situation like this where we've literally unmasked, to be a little bit punny. It's unmasked. The media has reared their ugly head. We know exactly what's going on with the media. We know that they create things out of thin air. They'll do whatever they've got to do just to push their agenda. We know that the people in government aren't just there to be public servants. We know that there's a lot of them are there to be the swamp, to be this administrative state that takes control of so many things. So again, I want to reiterate to you, freedom itself is on the ballot. Now some think, oh no, but Rich, you're being so hyperbolic. You're being so hyperbolic because we're not going to lose our freedom. No. I wonder why. Because I'll tell you this, I think that we've lost so many freedoms already. To quote the great one Mark Levin, the press has already become unfree. There is an unfreedom of the press. They no longer stand for exposing truth and citing facts, but they become the political entity that works within the media. They've become their own political party within our press. We see the same thing with the government. And quite frankly, we see the same thing in so many different unions. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know. Those are the facts. That's why we need Trump to run against this rampant, rabid, radical, Marxist leftists. And that's why I want to bring in somebody that I think knows this stuff just as well as anybody else knows it, because he's a real tried and true New Yorker. He's President Trump's lawyer, America's mayor, the guy that locked up the mob, cleaned up New York City, and sent Borat running scared. Welcome to This Is America, Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Thank you, Rich. Actually, he was running away in his underwear.
In his
And he is quite a sight in his underwear, I got to tell you.
I love it. I love it. Mayor, listen, I drove into the city today from Jersey. I'm a Brooklyn guy originally like you, but I'm out there now. And I pull up on 3rd Ave. I'm driving down 40th. And I see everybody's boarding things up. And to me, that says they're not afraid of Biden winning and having riots. They're afraid that Trump is going to win and there's going to be riots.
He is going to win. The best indication of that is the Democrat National Committee is putting out now. If Biden wins close, Biden wins, it's over. If Trump wins close, he really didn't win.
Of course.
All this garbage that Trump wasn't going to accept, you know, defeat. They've been cheating. They're going to cheat to try to win on Tuesday. They always cheat. Now they have a whole plan to cheat after Tuesday if he doesn't win by 40%.
Of course. This has been their plan all along, in my opinion, is to consistently delegitimize him.
Yeah, absolutely. If you win, you lose.
And it's a sad truth.
This is a new plan. Impeachment didn't work. So now they're going to cheat before Election Day. And then after it's over, they're going to cheat. And they're going to keep cheating. There's only one way to end it, Rich.
What's
you
that?
Start putting them in jail.
Oh, I agree.
How long did it take to put a perjurer like Comey in jail? It used to take me a couple of weeks to do it.
What do you think the hang-up is, Mayor?
The hang-up is they're all scared of the Washington Post. Everybody in this town, I'm in Washington right now.
Yeah.
Everybody in this town, with the exception of Donald Trump and a few people close to him, lets the Washington Post, the New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, all they care about is if they say nice things about them, and they can go to ridiculous cocktail parties where they all actually drive home drunk, except they all have chauffeurs.
You know, you're right. I want you to put on your handicapper hat, because I know you locked up the mob, but I want you to put on your handicapper hat right now, because I see so many things happening, so much news coming out of the different swing states. What are your thoughts on Pennsylvania, Mayor?
My thoughts on Pennsylvania for 5 years have been very good. 5 years ago, I told then Donald Trump that he was going to win Pennsylvania. He is a perfect candidate for Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania is pro-life, only Democrat pro-life senator in the world, Casey. It's pro-gun, only place that has a official holiday to hunt the first Monday in December. And they hate Biden for killing the steel and coal industry, and all his bull on fracking is not going to mean beans. Or the fact that he comes from Pennsylvania. They don't believe he comes from Pennsylvania. Actually, right now, he comes from China.
Bought and paid for. Now, so let's swing it all the other way to Michigan. What are your thoughts on Michigan?
We got it. 2-3 points.
Boom. Just like that, huh?
Oh, no. I'll tell you the ones that are you know, Minnesota could be Wisconsin. Wisconsin, real close, but I think we'll take it. Ohio, don't worry about it. Last time we were tied in Ohio, we won by 10.
Wow.
Last time, Iowa, it was just the same thing. Yeah. It was tied up until the weekend before the election. Then we went ahead by 6, and we won by 10. Pennsylvania, we were down by 9. We won by 1.
Yep.
We weren't ahead. There wasn't a single in any of the swing states that we won. Last time, we weren't ahead in any of them.
And half of that is because of the way the media reports it.
First of all, the media uses polling companies that really are designed to be propaganda. All those polls, he's 15 points behind. That's intended to discourage us.
We're on with Mayor Giuliani.
The way they encourage Trump supporters. Don't tell them. The more they put him down, the bigger his support. That's why he gets 25,000 and Biden gets a couple of cars with Trump supporters in it. That's it.
I think you're right on. Mayor Giuliani's on the ground in Washington, giving us a live report from Washington. We got 2 days to go to Election Day. Mayor Giuliani, thank you for joining This Is America.
Rich, you're the best. You know that.
Thank you, Mayor. Love you, Rudy. God bless you. And God bless everybody in New York and America. Keep it locked right here. We are live. We are local. You're listening to Talk Radio 77 WABC. I'm Rich Valdez.
This is America.
New York's home for entertainment. entertaining talk. Streaming now on your smart speaker. Just say, play 77 WABC. We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, it's Rich Valdez.
This is America.
Para inglés, o prima número dos. Para Rich Valdez. Y esto es America. Ahora.
All right, New York, welcome back. I am Rich Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all the social media. And I want to hear from you. If you're afraid to call in, get me on social media. I love to hear your thoughts, your criticism, whatever it is. I want to hear it because we do this for you, obviously. This is a show where I don't talk to myself. I talk to people. Speaking of people, there's people calling in on the phones. We're going to get to you guys. We are going to start calling our call-in segment, The Beef. And it's going to be, what's your beef? Whether you got beef with me or beef with the Democrats. Whomever you got beef with, we're going to air out that beef. So we're going to get to that in a minute. Our telephone number is 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Something I want to talk about right now, though. I was just telling Mayor Rudy Giuliani that I saw all these businesses and buildings boarded up. And I mean, I'm looking at the New York Post and I see a bunch of articles, but there's been some beef in these streets. It's about, what, 5:22 right now. Earlier today at 2:26 p.m., they posted this article where the cops, you know, here's the headline, three arrested after cops clash with anti-Trump protesters in Manhattan. Excuse me. Now, what we've got going on here is they're already freaking out that Trump might win. They're realizing that outside of New York City. Now, listen, if I'm wrong, please call me. All right. This is the final show before Election Day. So you'll have to wait post Election Day to get at me next Saturday, or you can get me during the week. I always forget to plug this. This is my fault, not anybody else's. I host a Monday through Friday show at 11 o'clock every single day on our sister station, Talk Radio 107.1. And you can stream that live from the WABC radio website. Just click Talk Radio 107.1 and boom, I'm there. So we give you options here at Talk Radio 77 WABC. So if you love the velvety sound of Valdez's voice, tune in. What have you got to lose? If you're at your desk, if you're working from home, I would love for you to join the show. Now, plugs aside, I'm looking at all the wood. I'm looking at what's going on. And clearly there's already riots happening because they're afraid. Everybody knows, like we just talked about with Rudy, nobody's rioting if Biden wins, right? So to me, they know that all these long lines, maybe in New York they're voting for Biden, maybe, and that's a maybe. But everywhere else, I really think, I mean, did you see, if you didn't see it, I want you to Google it, YouTube it. The last three rallies, there were three rallies yesterday in Pennsylvania. Trump's like a machine. Let's not forget the guy's 74 years old and had COVID, I don't know, 2.5 weeks ago. But all that being said, the third rally that I saw had 40,000 attendees. It was outdoors. 40,000 people for a political rally. I don't think that's ever happened before. And that, to me, is incredibly understated. It's understated in the media. It's understated in a lot of places. So I think this is something that we really shouldn't lose track of. But they're freaking out, nonetheless. So you got three arrested after clashes with cops. And there's a little video here. I want you to hear some of the audio, minus the F-bombs. Check this out.
He's trying to catch up with the back! Pay attention!
I think you guys get the point. So what's going on is it's absolute mayhem. There's people all over the place. You've got cops using their bikes as barricades, trying to push people. And we've seen this over and over and over. And, you know, people are screaming, get the F out of my way. Don't touch me. There's this one woman. She's going absolutely nuts. She's probably next in the line of succession for Antifa or for BLM to be like a captain in the organization. And she's like, watch your bag. They're trying to get you from the back. Watch your bag. I mean, it's really just to me, it's entertaining. Sadly, I think this stuff is funny. But bottom line here, these guys are brawling with the cops, tussling back and forth, pulling at each other's shirts. This is today, a couple of hours ago. This is happening today. So my thinking here is I think the left is wigging out. I think they're just like they're running scared. But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I think that, you know, there's a lot, right? There's a lot of different opinions and there's a lot of different ways to analyze this. But when we look at something like this and we see that, you know, cops are locking people up, and this is anti-Trump demonstrators that gathered at Madison Square Park to confront the pro-Trump caravans that are crisscrossing all across New York. Now, last weekend, I brought you an update on this. The caravan was being led by none other than Mr. Mayor, His Honor himself, WABC's very own Rudy Giuliani. He was driving. They were throwing rocks. They were throwing eggs. They were doing all sorts of things because that's how the left rolls. They resort to violence, character assassination. That's what they do best. These guys exercising liberty, flying Trump flags. And you know what? What's wrong with flying a banner on a stick, a Trump flag? And just so you know, there's never a Trump flag and not an American flag. So if anybody were to suggest that there's something wrong with a Trump flag, I mean, these guys are flying both because they're supporting a candidate that stands for America. And they're supporting America because ultimately that's what this is all about. I'm a political guy and I've always been one, at least all of my adult life. But there's no mistaking that this election is being made up. And even the 2016 election, there are millions upon millions of people who never gave a damn about politics, ever. And these people got interested in the Trump campaign. So when you have these people that got interested in the campaign because they said, you know what, enough is enough. I'm tired of getting ripped off. And you have people like me that, quite frankly, are jaded. I've worked in the government. I've been around politics for a long time. I've been around political media. So I tend to look at things like it's business as usual. But people look at me when I say stuff like that, and they're like, that's business as usual? And in my head, I'm thinking, yeah, you didn't know politicians were crooks? You didn't know politicians were liars? But they look at me like, how could you accept that as fact? So we are both on the same page. I'm jaded, and they're outraged. And so many of you are outraged as well. And this is why I want to get to a caller because, you know, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about why I think Latinos like me are going to be coming out for Trump big time, big time. And I talked about that on NTD News this weekend. If you get a chance, it's all over my social media. But let's go to line 8, Viviana. Thank you for holding patiently. I'm Rich Valdez. What's on your mind?
Rich, you are refreshing. I am a Latina, and I've been working with the elections, I can't say exactly where, for many, many years, at least 20. And I have a beef with Univision and El Diario here in New York and the other Spanish prensa because of the fact that all they're feeding our people is Biden, Biden, Biden. My mother complained about it. She's 84, and she's like, they're all saying all these things about Biden. What happened to the Trump commercials? I also have a beef with our mayor, who, if he's not careful, is going to have more riots in New York. And all the mayors of these blue states, they need to shut down Antifa and BLM and say, look, if you can't understand that the majority of the nation wants President Trump, then you either need to leave or you're going to get locked up.
You're 100% right, Viviana, and I'm loving this What's Your Beef segment. I wish I could talk to you for days, but we've got a break right now in 10 seconds. I'm Rich Valdez. You're listening to Talk Radio 77 WABC. We'll be right back.
WABC, New York.
Long Island's news and talk station is 107.1 and 77 WABC. We are New York on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now it's Rich Valdez.
All right, New York, welcome back. I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S. Our phone number is 1-800-848-WABC, 1-800-848-9222. We're on the other side of our What's Your Beef segment. And as I see, there's a lot of callers here, so I'm about to pick one. But I want to go to Billy in Queens. Billy in Queens, like usual, and he's pretty much 10 for 10, always has something stupid to say. Billy, you're on.
Hey, Rich, can Can you form a sentence without mentioning?
Well, not only can
Latino?
I form sentences, because I do that a lot better than you. I'm a way better speaker than you. I'm a better writer than you. But I'm also not a crackhead like you. I'm also not an alcoholic like you that spends his time calling here, wasting other people's time. I wish you the best with your treatment plan. I wish you the best in rehab. Take care. Brush your hair. Hasta luego. I'm a Latino. All right. Let's go to the next caller. Now, as you guys know, we just spoke with Annie. Annie's on the line, and we're going to get to her in a little bit. We spoke with Viviana, who was a Latina who wanted to share her thoughts about media bias in Hispanic media, Spanish language media like Univision, like Telemundo. And it's true. You would think that Joe Biden's the only guy running for president. And then, there's that guy Trump, but he's totally corrupt. And that's just matter of fact. And that's the issue. And it affects certain people. And that's why I want to go to E. Frank in Astoria. E. Frank, what's on your mind?
Good evening, Rich. I've been waiting quite a few...
Yeah, we're aware of that. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I love my president. You know, I'm from Queens. He's from Queens. He's proven himself a great leader.
Good.
He's proven himself to be a civilian man who has proven to create a better economy. But my beef is that I have a feeling that there's going to be a problem that, as you call him, Mr. Barboso, I do support a little bit of Mr. Barboso because he's sympathetically talking to the public saying that he's going to have a vision to improve everything for us. And I have a feeling that Donald Trump will be forced to contest the presidential election because he's going to get a lot more votes on Tuesday and no one knows where they came from.
Yeah, well, I think your analysis is probably accurate. I think most people, this fundamentally comes down to what they believe. So many people that are supporting Democrats are these people that right now they have enough time to riot and enough time to money to riot because they're on some sort of payroll that's paying them to riot. So you tell me, who's out of work right now that's getting paid? Well, a lot of teachers are, number one. Number two, you've got all sorts of different government people that when I call my local government, my state government, half of them tell me, oh, we're working from home right now. We can't do that. I had to deal with a legal matter. I called the court and they were like, oh, we're working from home. And so the limitation was on me. I couldn't get all of what I was paying for in my taxes, but they were happy at home. So I think to myself, these people that are government dependent, they smack their elbow, they smack their arms before they inject themselves with government dependency. Most of them fall on the side of being Democrats. Of course, it can kind of go both ways sometimes, but for the most part, they're Democrats. So these people are going to complain, they're going to grunt, they're going to moan when they don't have a winner. However, the Trump people, the Republicans, many conservatives, they work and they have things to do and they may not have had a chance to vote early because some states didn't have early voting. So with that being said, they're going to go vote on Election Day. And just like we saw in 2016, when the truckers finished their shift, when the store owners finish their shift and they're done, they're going to go vote because the polls are open till 8 p.m., 9 p.m., whatever the jurisdiction is. That's when we're going to see that surge of Trump voters coming in. And quite frankly, what we're seeing in Florida, I heard numbers before, unconfirmed, so if you want to fact check me, feel free. But what I'm hearing is it looks like exit polling from what they're counting thus far, somebody mentioned to me, again, unconfirmed, looks like 25% of African-American vote seems to be going to Trump. I think that's outlandish. I never heard of such a thing. So I hope it's true. My point is there seems to be a lot of turnout that seems to be benefiting President Trump. So I think that you're right. Of course, Biden has a higher risk of losing because he's running against an incumbent. And incumbents always have, the better shot at winning. People know them better and whatnot. Here, I think people know who Biden is, and that may be his detriment. They know that he's been in Washington for almost 50 years, and they've had enough. So thanks, E. Frank. We appreciate that. Now, I wanted to get into this article about the disinformation in 2020, and I'll get to it a little bit. But basically, it's talking about that the reason so many Latinos are coming out for Trump is not because they chose to vote for him, but because they're being fooled by misinformation and that there's all this election propaganda going on. And that's ABC News. So I'm going to get to that in a minute. But there are so many really good calls here. So I want to try to get to as many as I can. Let's go to Steve in Jersey. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with Rich Valdez.
Rich.
My man.
Rich, can you hear me?
Yeah. What's on your mind? You're on the air with New York City.
I am on the BQE at this very moment, and there is a caravan passing me in the opposite lane heading toward the Verrazano Bridge. And it is a wonderful sight to see. We got horns beeping. But what my beef, Rich, is the lawlessness, the utter lawlessness and the anarchy that's not only expected, but accepted. And it's not acceptable. It's unacceptable, this violence, that our friends opposite seem to take for granted and enable. And that's my beef. Let me counter that. Let me give an opposite story. This morning, my wife and I were at Floyd Bennett Field. I sent you a couple of pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was a Trump caravan, a rally. And this was one departure point out of many. And there were hundreds of cars, hundreds of banners and flags. And it was orderly, and it was a carnival atmosphere. There was no arguing. There was no yelling. There was lots of horn beeping. And we left Floyd Bennett for different destination points. We ended up at Rye Playland, where there were, again, hundreds of cars beeping, horn beeping, and different types of Trump supporters. There were men, women, young people were there and represented. And before I get off the phone, I want to give a couple of anecdotes. My brother, he's in business in upstate New York,
mm-hmm.
and his business takes him throughout the region. He sees so many Trump signs. And if the upstate voters and if the Trump supporters can get out and outvote the downstate progressives, then I think we have a real shot. And a big shout out to law enforcement at all levels in all points of this caravan. They were exemplary. From the NYPD, New York State National Park Police was out there, Westchester County Police, all stellar, keeping order. Everything was in order. That's the way.
Excellent, Steve. I appreciate it. And you know what? Big shout out to you and all of the Patriots that are out there at Floyd Bennett Field, all of the Patriots out on Long Island for the Long Island Loud Majority, all of the Patriots that are out there in Jersey, out of Manalapan, going crisscrossing the state, crisscrossing New York City, going into the Bronx. How about the Reverend Ruben Diaz Sr., who somebody sent me an email, a forward from him, where he's involved in a Trump caravan with, you know, waving the Trump flags. Democrats are coming out for Trump. You've got Republicans that are coming out for Trump. But most importantly, it's the undeclared, non-previously voted, independent voter that's voting for Trump. These people realized that, you know what, politics is all screwed up. And this guy is the closest thing to the real citizen candidate. He's really that guy. You know, he might be a billionaire, but he was never in politics. He made his money elsewhere. And that's the part that people really like. Also, anybody who's from New York, they may not understand his New York swag. And, you know, they'll say, oh, he's a racist. But Trump isn't a racist. And we only have a minute left, but I want to go to Diamond on line two. Diamond in the Bronx, what's going on? You're on with Rich Valdez. Going once, going twice. We lost Diamond. Anyway, we're going to keep taking your calls. We're going to get to the statement that was made by, campaign advisor. I think he's a senior advisor to the Trump campaign. I don't want to sell him short, Jason Miller. He said something really interesting earlier on, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about that on the way back. My name is Rich Valdez. You're listening to Talk Radio 77 WABC.
This is America.
We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, it's Rich Valdez.
All right, New York, welcome back. I am Rich Valdez, Valdez with an S, at Rich Valdez on all of the social media. Our telephone number is still the same one, 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. And if you're listening to us on terrestrial radio, God bless you that you have a radio. But if you're not, remember, you can always tell us, tell Alexa, rather, listen to WABC, or just Alexa, enable the 77 WABC skill. And in doing that, you'll be able to hear us online through your smart speaker. Now, we also talked about what was happening with the boarding up of places outside. There was a lot happening with that. And I'm reading this article on page 6. I think it's from yesterday. And check this out. Listen to this. Where can you get a doorman, pool access, and protection from marauding extremists? The luxe Chelsea apartment building that has been home to Debbie, Harry, Pete Davidson, Tim Gunn, and others will have armed guards on Election Day, Page Six has learned. Now, of course, this is the headline, celeb-packed apartments to be protected by armed guards on Election Day. Now, let me tell you something. It's a sad day in America when we no longer have this peaceful transition of power. We should be able to vote and hang out. I should be, if you're on my social media, you've already seen what I'm wearing today. I've got my red Air Force Ones with my matching red MAGA hat to the back. And I walk around proudly with that. I don't wear a MAGA hat often, honestly, because I'm just not a snapback kind of guy. But I'm wearing one today, and I'm wearing one tomorrow, and I'm wearing one on Election Day. And something I heard some of my Hispanic and black brethren say at the White House a couple of weeks ago when somebody said, hey, aren't you afraid to wear that hat? And he said, I wish a brother would. I wish a brother would. And these guys were tough. These guys were way bigger than me. And I was like, man, kudos to you, bro. They weren't New Yorkers. And I was like, we need more guys like you in New York. But that's what's happening with here in New York City. And I know that there's some people on the line that have beef with New York City politicians, or maybe there's not. And we want to get to everybody that we can, so just hang in there with me. But I want to get to this caller that was talking about – come on. Work with me. Live radio here, folks. Diamond. There we go. We tried to get her before, and she's been patiently holding. Diamond, what's on your mind? All right. Well, we gave it our best shot. That is the team, and I'm blaming both of those guys right there. I'm blaming both of them. But anyway, we're going to move on to Jason Miller. Jason Miller was on the Sunday shows this morning, and we don't have a ton of time, but I want to tell you what Jason Miller had to say because I thought it was interesting. We definitely don't want to count our chickens until they hatch, but senior campaign advisor Jason Miller predicted that President Trump will sweep the Sun Belt states, propelling him to an Electoral College victory on Tuesday's election. ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos asked Miller if Trump would have to win the southern states that he won in 2016, being Arizona, Georgia, Florida, Texas, and North Carolina, to secure re-election. His answer, I said I believe we're going to win all of them. There are multiple pathways. He went on to say, you look at Arizona, where I'm really confident, very safe that we're going to win Arizona. But even if for some reason we didn't have Arizona, we could pick off Nevada, a place where our modeling shows that we're going to win on Tuesday, as well as Michigan, Miller added. And that would put President Trump over the top. So we have multiple pathways, and they feel very good about what's going on. Let me tell you, that's encouraging to hear. It's encouraging to hear because I actually share that sentiment, and I've been having that argument here. If you listen to my show on Talk Radio 107.1, you have heard that I had a discussion with Sid Rosenberg from The Morning Show, from Bernie and Sid in the Morning here. And Sid comes and he says, Rich Valdez, Trump's going to lose. I love Trump. I love him, but he's going to lose. And I said, Sid, why would you say such a thing? El Trompito Donaldus Magnus is not going to lose. And he's like, I'm telling you, they don't like him. They don't like him in Arizona. They can't stand him, what he said to McCain. And I said, listen, Sid, I think you're discounting the amount of people that didn't even vote in 2016. We're talking millions of people that didn't vote in 2016 that are going out of their way to make sure they vote for Trump now. So Sid and I are at odds. I'm probably going to have to eat crow if El Trompito does not pull it out. But I'm just so, I don't want to say confident, but so sure. I'm confident in the American people. I'm confident in the American public that realizes, you know what? Trump is bringing something to the table that America desperately needs. A set of balls and some common sense. And God bless him for it. We need that. We need that type of leadership in the White House. We need that type of leadership all across America. From town halls to the state house, we need people that are decisive. That when the media attacks you with lies, so many politicians have been fearful because the media would malign them and destroy their careers. And then comes Trump, who says, wrong, you're fake news. Best words I've heard in, I don't know, forever. Right? He then goes on, when they try to lie about him, he says, no, not all women, just Rosie O'Donnell. I mean, Trump has just really, really, how about Billy Bush, October surprise, you're done. Sorry about that, locker room talk. Man, I love this guy. And it's not that he's Teflon and things can't stick to him. It's that he's genuine. And he keeps it real. And he doesn't play games with this fake pomp and circumstance Now, this is the reason so many people claim to hate him, but I think it's the media that's trained their sights on him, telling people, you should hate him because he doesn't sound like the last 10 presidents. I say, I'm going to vote for him twice if I could legally do that, because he doesn't sound like the last 10 presidents, the last 5 presidents. El Trumpito, Donaldus Magnus, brings something so refreshing, I think, to the table, where he's truly in sync with Americans, where he truly says to the Republicans, hey, nah, you know what? Listen, I know you guys are against the criminal justice thing, blah, 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 but listen, I'm doing it. And he did it. And he worked with Van Jones, and he did. There's this independent streak in him where I got to say Donald Trump is truly in my opinion, he's truly America's first independent president. And he brought the Republican Party with him. He didn't win because of them. He won in spite of them. And now many of them are on board. And the ones that aren't on board have joined the Lincoln Project and all of the rhino hatred that's out there for him. Clearly, it's not working. It may have affected some people. Some people see that. But ultimately, Trump is that guy. He's that guy that you could bump into at a party. He's that guy you could bump into at the local watering hole. He's that guy that you could bump into in the boardroom. He's Trump. People know Trump. And I think it's that reason that appeals to so many people. When people say, you know what, we need that non-politician that isn't going to rip us off. Now, of course, you get a handful of people that are like, yeah, he's going to rip us off. Oh, what about Ivanka? What about the trademarks? What about China? Oh, come on. We literally have Hunter Biden and all that stuff, and there's so many smoking guns, and nobody gives a damn about that. Trust me, nobody gives a damn about Ivanka's trademarks, which actually have been explained multiple times, and I'm not even going to get into it. Point is, people are so enthused. I'm looking at CNN, fake news CNN right now reporting real news. Look at this on the bridge. Caravans of Trump supporters block New Jersey roads and New York Bridge. We've got people that are out there in these things. Let's go to Joe in Queens. Joe, what's going on in your mind with this caravan? Tell me what you saw. No Joe in Queens. Anyway. Oh, there he is. Let's go.
Okay, I got off speaker. Hey, I saw something today that literally brought tears to my eyes. I thought that I know President Trump's going to win, but I never thought he has a shot in New York. I work in New Rochelle, and I saw a caravan of cars that was at least over 1,000 cars, and it just kept going and going. And the people, the residents, cheering him on. Hey, listen, tell your callers in New York to go out and vote. He's got a shot. The Democrats, the media, they try to make you stay home. They try to tell you, oh, he's got no shot in New York. He's got it. What I saw today, I mean, left me speechless. And I want to say one last thing, I may. Don't let people misinform you. I was listening to the gentleman before you. I think it's Chris Hahn.
Never heard of him.
And some guy called up and was complaining about he doesn't want this to become a socialist country. And Chris throws his way, you know, again, what Democrats usually do, misinformation or lies. He says to him,
The Democrats have done, Joe, forever and ever and ever. They use misinformation. They use lies. They use the power of the government, the iron fist of government, to ram it down your throat. And this is why so many Americans are like, you know what? I may not have known what a Marxist was before, but I know what a Marxist is now. I didn't know what tyranny was before, but I know what it is now. I'm not into having the government tell me how to live my life. I'm not into having how the government to run anything. This is my government. I don't belong to them. They belong to me. And that's the key. That's the bottom line. And you're right, Joe. And I salute you and all the patriots that are out there, because we do need to rise up. We need to do, and it's happening. It's happening. Look, I'm looking at more people boarding up Washington, D.C. Why do you think they're shutting down Washington, D.C.? Because they scared. They are afraid of Donaldus Magnus winning this election. So, I am Rich Valdez. You're listening to Talk Radio 77 WABC. If you stand for nothing, you will fall for anything. Take care. God bless. Hasta la próxima.